This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
London's history. The Blitz of World War II.
The City of London has a great history, from the Romans and Tudors through to the Victorians and the 21st century. Each era has left a unique impression on the city, sometimes totally new, sometimes borrowed from previous eras. And we're going to find out more. Ready to explore? Let's go! One of the most devastating periods to affect London began on the 3rd of September 1939, when Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain announced that the country was at war with Germany.
This is London. You will now hear a statement by the Prime Minister.
I am speaking to you from the Cabinet Room at 10 Downing Street. This morning, the British ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently this country is at war with Germany.
It was a war that would last for 6 years and would change the face of London forever. But what was it like to live in London at that time? At the start of the war, life was still, well, pretty good for Londoners. They would have enjoyed shopping in busy streets and bustling markets, watching shows at either a theatre or a cinema. Thousands would commute into London from surrounding towns to work, using buses, trams and the underground to get about. All children were expected to go to school, and the country was comparatively prosperous, even if there were still slums and pollution making life harder for poorer families. There were many diseases in the city, and with no free health service, families would have to pay for medical treatment. But everything was to change. After war was declared, it was decided that city children should be evacuated to safety. Hundreds of thousands of boys and girls were sent to places of safety in the countryside in Operation Pied Piper, although many would return within a year. Safety preparations were made to homes and buildings. Sandbags and barricades were constructed, and families built shelters in their gardens to protect themselves from air raids, which started in earnest during 1940. Communal air raid shelters were built across London, and as well as people using the underground stations for shelter, 8 deep-level shelters were built below the streets of London, each able to shelter 8,000 people. You can still see parts of these at Clapham South and in Goodge Street. Unlike the First World War, where civilians were relatively safe, during the Second World War, over 40,000 civilians were killed in devastating bombing raids. London bore the brunt, with around half of those civilian deaths occurring during a terrible 7-month period known as the Blitz. The most terrible night of the Blitz was the 29th of December 1940. It was so destructive, it became known as the Second Great Fire of London. Over 10,000 bombs were dropped across the city by the German Luftwaffe, who targeted transport and communications to cause maximum impact. There were fires everywhere. The air was filled with smoke and roads became a mass of snaking fire hoses and pumping machines. Fighting the fire was difficult because the Thames was at a low ebb and hoses became blocked with mud. The glow from the fires could be seen as far away as Essex, and there was hardly a street in London that wasn't burning in some part or other. Most of the fires were extinguished by the next day, but 160 people died on that night alone. Many historic and beautiful old buildings went up in smoke. St Paul's Cathedral became a focus for firefighters. The Prime Minister was determined that the iconic building would remain standing, and thanks to their efforts, it escaped major damage, something that gave people hope. Despite the terrible devastation, many Londoners remained cheerful and were determined not to let the bombs break their spirit. In fact, Blitz spirit came to mean staying strong and cheerful even under the worst conditions. Something else that gave people hope was that the King and Queen stayed in London and visited the bomb sites to comfort families who had lost everything. Those affected were given coupons for clothing and some money. There were also found new homes, which was made a little easier as many people had moved away from London. When the war ended in 1945, a period of rebuilding and redevelopment started. An architect called Patrick Abercrombie came up with a plan to redesign the city, including broad green belts of park and open spaces, and modern tower blocks to replace the slums. The National Health Service was created in 1948 to ensure everyone had access to doctors and hospitals, and where historic buildings had once been destroyed, new ones were created, including London's Barbican, one of the biggest ever regeneration projects. London is an amazing city. Even though so much has been lost, we can still see many remains of the past, not just from before the Second World War and the Second Great Fire of the Blitz, but as far back as the First Great Fire in 1666, and even further back in time to the Romans. It pays to look around and step into history. So why not get out there and explore it for yourself?
London's History, produced with support from the City of London Corporation. To find out more, visit funkidslive.com/history.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.